through studying the corresponding vibration of the healthy bone of a rabbit, he excited the atoms of another rabbit's fractured feet until they were healed in record time. In this way, Ighina understood that sick cells, including cancerous ones, of any individual were possible to cure through a simple, gradual alternation in their vibrational index, if this was correctly calculated. These are precisely the same results Garyayev and others have been able to independently achieve, not to mention what we saw in the Russian pyramid studies. This genetic information transfer may be happening all the time, without any technology. Just by two organisms being in close proximity to each other over a prolonged period. Noted psychologist Robert Zajonc helped establish scientific proof that when people live with each other for long periods of time, say 25 years, they actually develop similar facial features. In this study, 110 participants were shown individual photographs of people in their first year of marriage, and again after 25 years of marriage. The participants were able to match up the faces after 25 years much more easily than they did after a single year of marriage. This could not be explained by people all looking the same as they got older or other predictable factors. Getting back to our laboratory DNA research. Generating hybrid creatures is one thing, but is it possible to completely transform one species into another? Dr. Peter Garyayev sent a green, non-burning laser through salamander eggs and then redirected the beam into frog eggs. Amazingly, the frog eggs completely transformed into salamander eggs. Though these salamanders hatched from the genetic material of a frog, they lived normal lives and could breed with other salamanders to produce healthy offspring. I heard about this breakthrough back in 2000, and it had a massive, life-changing effect on me. This was the direct proof I was looking for that evolution could be totally spontaneous and requires nothing more than a rearranging of the DNA molecules within an existing species. As the years went by, I carefully collected other examples of the same phenomenon, and it is a great pleasure to finally put them all together while writing this book. Of course, I feel Garyayev's discovery has profound implications for all the ancient prophecies of a coming golden age. Beginning around the year 2012. Can we really be sure that we are at the pinnacle of human evolution? And how do we know the human design is only unique to the Earth? If our solar system is dipping up and down through the galactic plane in 64 million year intervals, and the fossil record is changing in 62 million year intervals, then perhaps the galaxy actually contains the source code for all life. Our movement through the galaxy may be transforming all life on Earth in regular cycles. Almost every grain of dust we see throughout the galaxy appears to be freeze-dried bacteria. This suggests that life is very, very abundant. Human life may well be a galactic design, naturally evolving on any planet that has the right conditions. Though we may find subtle differences in appearance from one planet to another, the overall look of these different species may be far, far less alien than we have been led to believe by manipulative, fear-oriented Hollywood propaganda. And best of all, we may be in line for another cosmic upgrade very soon. The proof that such sudden bursts of evolution can happen is already there in the fossil record, and we have direct proof of the mechanisms involved in Garyayev's frog-salamander study, and others just like it.